أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الذين كفروا لا تأتين الساعة قل بلى وربي لتأتينكم عالم الغيب لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين ليجزي الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم والذين سعوا في آياتنا معاجزين أولئك لهم عذاب من رجز أليم ويرى الذين أوتوا العلم الذي أنزل إليك من ربك هو الحق ويهدي إلى صراط العزيز الحميد صدق الله العظيم. The ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ilm, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's knowledge after Allah had praised himself. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with the first objections that the kuffar had made with regards to our deen. And that was, they said, لا تأتين الساعة, that this qiyamah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about, qiyamah will not come to us. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to respond to this, and details with regards to that is being discussed. Allah says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَأْتِينَ السَّاعَةِ, and those who disbelieved, they say that Qiyamah will not come upon us. قُلْ بَلَا وَرَبِّي لَتَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nay, certainly, qasam of my Rabb, Qiyamah will come upon you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Alim al-Ghayb, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the knower of the unseen. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take a qasam and under oath to inform them that Qiyamah is certainly going to come. Throughout the entire Quran, there are only three places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take qasam and try to convince the disbelievers that definitely Qiyamah is going to come, and this is one of those three places. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's challenge insofar as trying to bring the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the proper aqidah, was a continuous effort. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands him that Alimul Ghaib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the knower of the unseen, what kind of knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is such a knower of the unseen that there is absolutely nothing that is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The equivalence of an atom, no matter how small a thing may be, a particle may be, an atom in this earth, in the skies or in the earth, and it can be bigger or smaller than that or bigger than that, all that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the fact that the kuffar used to say that when the body is buried into the ground, then the body decomposes, it gets mixed up with the earth, and obviously when that body or when that grave is dug out, then the sand goes to different places, it flies, etc. So how is it possible that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will resurrect a person, bring that person back on the day of Qiyamah? So in response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that every atom is known to Allah. Even something that is smaller than an atom, something that is bigger than an atom, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge of all that. So wherever, when the body decomposes, that part that has mixed up with the earth, wherever it flies, wherever it goes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring all that back together, and insan and human will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. Illa fi kitabim mubin, except that it is in the manifest kitab, all that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's knowledge, he records it in the Lawh-e Mahfuz, and all that is known to Allah recorded. So there is absolutely no doubt in the fact that even if perchance a person was buried and then the sand around his qabr was all taken out and it was made to fly in the earth, Or if somebody was burned to ashes, and that ashes were made to fly in the air, and it flew in all different directions, all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring that back all together. So there is absolutely no doubt in the fact that Qiyamah is definitely going to come, and man will definitely be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. In the ayahs that follow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this Qiyamah. And Allah says, لِيَزِّيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may recompense those who had brought iman and they practice righteously. That is the day of recompense, like we say in our namaz in Surah Al-Fatiha, Maliki Yawmiddin, that is Yawmul Jaza. That is the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's full recompense is on the day of Qiyamah, and that is Akhirat. Whatever little Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us by way of this world, that is a very faint model of the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. And at the same time, whatever punishment a person may experience in this world is just but a faint model of the actual adab of the hereafter. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here shows us the wisdom of the day of Qiyamah, that it is the day of reward, the day of recompense, either reward or punishment. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً, that for those who had brought iman, they practice righteously, for them is maghfirat from Allah, forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa rizqun kareem, and for them is a provision of honor, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor them, and in honor of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them all the various ni'mats of Jannat. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us our rozi, our sustenance, that is by the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the rahmah of Allah. Day and the day of Qiyamah, or rather in Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us whatever ni'mats, that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes our ikram, and that ikram Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nuzulam min ghafurir rahim, that ikram also stems out from the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ سَعُوا فِي آيَاتِنَا مُعَاجِزِينَ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the second group of people, that they are those who had strove in this world with regards to the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مُعَاجِزِينَ, trying to overpower the verses of Allah, trying to overpower the deen of Allah, trying to overpower the messenger, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they tried to find fault with this kitab of Allah. They denied the rules of the Quran, the aqidah and the beliefs that this Quran has been propagating, and the result is that they tried to make this deen of Allah ta'ala extinct. They tried to destroy this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مِّن رِجْزٍ أَلِيمٌ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says for them is a very painful punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a punishment of misfortune, a punishment that will be very, very severe. And that is those people that on the one hand disbelieved, and on the other hand they stopped others from disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They stopped others from believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those that have been affected by the Quran. After the Quran had been recited to them, they understood the meaning wholly or partially, and they realized that this concept of Qiyamah is true. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَرَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ, and those people who had been given knowledge that this Quran had been revealed upon you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the Rabb, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this Quran is the haq, that this Quran is true. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants from us, that we believe that this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haq, it is the absolute truth, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-haq, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the absolute truth, and this Quran has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in all the aqidah, all whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had brought to us with regards to akhirat, with regards to qabr, with regards to our tawheed, our belief in the anbiya, our belief in the kitabs, etc. We need to realize and understand that all that is haq. Then what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ, and this kitab guides towards the sirat, guides towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Aziz, Allah who is Almighty, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hamid, worthy of all praise. So that is the qualities of the Kitab. But what would they see? They will see this reality on the day of Qiyamah. And they will testify that this is the truth. لَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ. On the day of Qiyamah, when people are entering Jannah, they will make the statement that certainly the Rasul's Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they had come with the absolute truth. Whatever they spoke about with regards to Qiyamah, Jannah, Jahannam, Pulsirat and all that is the absolute truth, and they will see it and they will testify there on the day of Qiyamah. So from us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us, whether we understand fully and wholly the Quran, whether we understand little bit, but this much of understanding we should have, and we should testify to the fact that this Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Haqq, and whatever the Quran speaks about is Al-Haqq, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah reward us on the day of Qiyamah with entry into Jannah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.